We're coming towards the end of the year, and as Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose, and that's exactly what it means. Well, I've talked to you for months and months and months now about a mining invasion, and when the mining boom collapses, what are we left with? Well, listen to this. The truth about Santos's coal seam gas mining ambitions in New South Wales have been revealed. I've warned about this over and over again. People say, oh, there he goes again. Well, once again, it's prime agricultural land, which Santos has in its sights. This is the mob that got approval in Queensland for a $20 billion coal seam gas deal with no environmental impact statement whatsoever, and no one cares. Well, have these ambitions of Santos been revealed to the public or the media? No. They emerged at a Santos investor seminar in Sydney last month, which have only now come to light. Santos investors were shown a map of seven prospective gas reserves around Gunnedah, Murrundi, Maules Creek, Bando's Gunnedah. You've heard me talk to Jamie Bishop on this program. Taroom, beautiful grazing land in Queensland. Balata, you've heard me talk to Penny Blatchford. Turrawina, Tamworth. Wee War, magnificent cotton country. Moree, magnificent agricultural country. Santos already has six PELs, petroleum exploration licenses, and one petroleum assessment lease covering sections of these reserves. And the map, above the map, that Santos showed to its investors, it wants money. It wants money. This is the blue sky. Give money. This is what it is. In the map shown to its investors was written the words, Santos acreage covers seven sub-basins across the Gunnedah Basin. The Northwest Alliance anti-coal seam gas campaigner Sarah Szolka said, quote, finally, we have confirmation of Santos's long-term plans for our region, and it demonstrates what the communities of the Northwest have long feared. Santos now running for cover. Its New South Wales General Manager of Energy, Peter Mitchley, says the company has no plans to expand beyond its existing Narrabri project. That's not what it told its investors. He said, our position has not changed. The development of the Narrabri gas project is the focus of our work in New South Wales. It should not go ahead either on prime agricultural land. But I wonder, is that right? Why would you be showing a map outlining a stack of other reserves over which you have exploration licences? Why would you be showing that to investors? This is an invasion, and it's got to be stopped.